Cameron Caskey, Jacqueline Corin, David Hogue, Emma Gonzalez, and Alex Wend. Speaking Truth to Power by Barack Obama. Time notes, Obama was the 44th President of the United States. America's response to mass shootings has long followed a predictable pattern. We mourn, offer thoughts and prayers, speculate about the motives, and then, even as no developed country endures a homicide rate like ours, a difference explained largely by pervasive accessibility to guns, even as the majority of gun owners support common-sense reforms, the political debate spirals into acrimony and paralysis. This time, something different is happening. This time, our children are calling us to account. The Parkland, Florida students don't have the kind of lobbyists or big budgets for attack ads that their opponents do. Most of them can't even vote yet. But they have the power to often in but they have the power so often inherent in youth to see the world anew, to reject the old constraints, outdated conventions, and cowardice too often dressed up as wisdom. The power to insist that America can do better. Seared by memories of seeing their friends murdered at a place they believe to be safe, these young leaders don't intimidate easily. They see the NRA and its allies, whether mealy-mouthed politicians or mendacious commentators peddling conspiracy theories, as mere shills for those who make money selling weapons of war to whoever can pay. They're as comfortable speaking truth to power as they are dismissive of platitudes and punditry, and they live to mobilize their peers. Already, they've had some success persuading state houses and some of the biggest gun retailers to change.